Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most sought-after communities on Siesta Key, the Gulf and Bay Club. David, thanks so much for being here. I know this is a community you know really well.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, Gulf and Bay Club is honestly one of my favorite communities to talk about on Siesta Key. It's got this perfect blend of amenities, location, and that real sense of community that a lot of people are looking for when they move to the area.
So what makes Gulf and Bay Club stand out compared to other communities on Siesta Key? Like, why should someone seriously consider it?
Well, first of all, the location is just phenomenal. You're literally steps away from Siesta Key Beach, which is consistently ranked as one of the best beaches in the country. The sand there is so fine and white, it's really something special. But beyond the beach access, you've got this really walkable community with great restaurants and shops nearby.
Oh, wow. So it's not just about having beach access. It's actually about being in a vibrant neighborhood. That's cool. What about the actual homes and the amenities within Gulf and Bay Club itself?
Right, exactly. So the community itself has fantastic amenities. You're looking at things like a clubhouse, pools, fitness facilities, all the stuff that really enhances your lifestyle. The homes range in style and price point, so there's genuinely something for different buyers. And you know what I think is so cool about that? You get this real sense of community because people are actually using these shared spaces.
That's a great point. So it's not just about the house itself, it's about the whole lifestyle you're buying into. When you're working with buyers in this area, what's the typical profile? Who are the people really drawn to Gulf and Bay Club?
Oh man, it's really diverse, honestly. You've got retirees, young families, empty nesters, snowbirds looking for that seasonal escape. I mean, snowbird season in Sarasota runs from November through April, and a lot of people are specifically looking for that Gulf and Bay Club location during those months. But you also get people who want to be here year-round because they love the community vibe and the beach lifestyle.
That makes total sense. And I imagine the real estate market here moves pretty quickly, right? What's the market like right now for someone thinking about buying into Gulf and Bay Club?
It's definitely a sought-after area, so inventory can be competitive. I'd recommend people who are serious about this community to stay informed about what's available. We actually put out a monthly market report for Sarasota County that tracks these kinds of trends, and that's really helpful for buyers to understand the landscape. The key is knowing what you want and being ready to move when the right property comes along.
Smart advice. So if someone's reading this and thinking, okay, Gulf and Bay Club sounds amazing, but I want to know more, what should they do next?
They should absolutely reach out. I love talking about Siesta Key and all these different communities. Whether it's Gulf and Bay Club or exploring other neighborhoods on the island, I'm here to help people find their perfect fit. And honestly, if they want to dig deeper into the Siesta Key area overall, we've got a comprehensive buyer's guide that walks through everything about the island. Neighborhoods, amenities, what to expect. That's a great starting point.
Love that. Well, David, this was really helpful. I think anyone considering Gulf and Bay Club, or just curious about Siesta Key in general, has a much better sense of what makes this community special.
Thanks for having me. I could talk about Siesta Key all day, honestly. It's such an amazing place.